So I'd like to look at a word today. Hebrew, by the way, doesn't have as many vocabulary words as us in our English, which is kind of a quirky fact, and one word might have a wider definition, or it might have multiple definitions. And I would like to look at a Hebrew word today that is a wider definition, I think, and I'm going to use maybe like a gym expression for it. I think it's a more passionate definition to this word. Are you ready for the word? In English, the word is faith. In Hebrew, it has a wider, a more passionate meaning. And again, that's my interpretation of the word. It means faith. So faith, for example, for us in English is something that we believe. True? I have faith for that. I have faith for that. I have faith in the Lord. You have faith in the Lord. Or you're learning about your faith in the Lord. And I'm learning about my faith in the Lord, what it means. But in Hebrew, it has a broader hook. So let me give an example before I give you the Hebrew definition. We'll look at a few biblical examples here. I'm going to move this so I don't trip. Hey, just to be clear, I didn't put that blurriness on the slide. Genesis 15. This is a passage we read a lot here at Beth Messiah. It's a well-known passage, but it's got this Hebrew word for faith in it. And I thought, well, what a great way to start for us, a passage that all of you long-term Bethites know so well. Then behold, the word of Adonai came to him, this is Abraham, saying, this one will not be your heir. He's talking about Ishmael will not be your heir, but in fact, one who will come from your own body, we know as Isaac then, will be your heir. He took him outside. Adonai, the Lord, took him outside and said, look up now at the sky and count the stars. If you're able to count them, whoa, there we go. It's a miracle. Then he said to them, so your seed shall be. In other words, like the stars in the sky, you can't even count them all. That's what your seed are going to be like, Abraham. Even though you're an old man now, I'm going to give you an heir through you. And your wife, Sarah, is an old lady, but I'm going to give you an heir through her. And these were people in, we believe, in their 90s or whatever they were. There's not a hard age. I've seen some theologians try to do some math and say they were exactly this age and this age. Other theologians or scholars will say, no, it's not true because I think you're off by a year or two. Whatever. They were not young. Verse 6, then he believed, Abraham believed in Adonai and reckoned it to him as righteousness. That word believed is the Hebrew word for faith. So depending on your translation, we might not even know it's for faith. But here's what faith is in that passage. He recognized, he is true to it. He holds it. This is a pillar in Abraham's life. So when we say, I have faith in the Lord, we would say, yes, that's true. We understand Abraham. We have faith in the Lord. He's a pillar in our life. And Abraham would say, yes, the Lord, what he told me, I trusted him. And that fact that the Lord told me is a pillar in my life. So far, this is not a big stretch for us. If we would look up Exodus 17, 12, though, we see a wider interpretation of the word faith. The same word, it's just built out a little wider. And this is where it starts to give us some, this is where the change, the passion, the hook comes in. This is the battle. Moses, they're fighting, and Moses is, the Israelites are fighting. And Moses, when he holds up his arms, the Israelites are winning. When Moses puts down his arms, the bad guys are winning. Holds up his arms, they start to retake the ground, puts down his arms, the bad guys start to retake the ground. And this goes back and forth. So he's holding his arms, and eventually he's got two people to hold his arms with him. Now the details don't matter, you have to read it yourself. Good plug to study the word. So he's got two men holding his arms up, but the scriptures are clear in Exodus 17, 12, that when he's holding his arms, Moses has emunah, faith. But not just, he just knows it's true. He's looking, he's doing the action of it. Emunah is doing the action of your faith. So on one hand, we see Abraham, who knows it's true, and he sets his life up around this fact. That's what it means in the simple, straightforward way. But then we also know it goes further. What is the action for what we know is true? It's a big difference. Here we see it in Habakkuk. Then Adonai answered me and said, write down this vision and make it plain in the tablet so that the readers may run with it. For the vision is for yet for an appointed time. So the Lord's saying, Habakkuk, write this down, because this prophecy will happen when it's time. But I want to give you the backdrop on why this is such a big statement that he's making to Habakkuk. In the previous chapters, this is Habakkuk 2. In chapter 1, there's kind of this back and forth going on between the Lord and Habakkuk. It's a dialogue. It's an interesting dialogue. Sometimes people breeze over the smaller books in the Bible, Habakkuk, and, you know, they kind of, But this is really interesting. The children of Israel, I mean, all the Bible is interesting, but this is so fits us so well today with what we're speaking to. The children of Israel had been bad kids. They had not honored the Lord. And the Lord was going to instruct them. And this dialogue about this instruction, this correction from the Lord, is happening between the Lord and Habakkuk. So Habakkuk said, well, what are you going to do? And how is this going to go? And the Lord's saying what he's saying. And the Lord finally tells him, I'm going to use the Chaldeans. Well, the Chaldeans they're not Jews. The Lord's saying, I'm going to use an enemy nation to correct all of my people. I don't know. I was trying to think about this. Like, what would that be for us today? Maybe Iran? Imagine the Lord saying, I'm going to use Iran to correct America. We would not do well with that information. And so Habakkuk is saying, well, they're heathens. Why would you use them? Why would you do that? And the Lord makes this statement. He said, write this down, because I'm telling you what's going to happen. Write this down. So Habakkuk's writing it all down, of course. And the Lord says, behold, the puffed up one, the proud one, his soul is not right within him. But then this next line with the word faith. The righteous will live by his trust, by his emunah within me. The Lord's saying, it doesn't matter if the Chaldeans are used to correct Israel, because the righteous will just trust me and they'll live like it. They'll live like they trust me. Their actions will wrap around what they do. Not the proud, not the people who think they have their own way, the puffed up ones. But the righteous in Israel will get it. I think Habakkuk got it. And the other righteous in Israel, they got it too. The puffed up ones in Israel, they had the hard time learning. Do you remember when you were a child and you were going to be disciplined from your parents? There is one of two ways you could respond. One, you could be belligerent. Nah, you're wrong, Mom and Dad. You're going to discipline me. You don't even know what you're talking about. How would that have gone between you and your parents? Or there's the other way. You know what? I'm just going to listen to you, because I know you're going to clobber me worse if I don't. What kind of faith do you have in your parents? Airlines have a type of emunah. They really do. Monday, I'm flying to Nepal. I think they have a very deep sense of emunah in me. I paid by credit card. They're trusting I'm going to pay that credit card bill. They're trusting that their airplane will work to get me to Nepal and back so I can pay the credit card bill. They have a belief, their payment structure, and then they have this process for me to live out the payment structure. It's called a working airplane and a working airport and a security system. That is a type of emunah. So when we think of our life following the Lord, what is our emunah? Do we have actions that wrap around our faith? The new covenant, we see it not with the Hebrew word, but it's the same concept. In fact, the concept is taught with Old Testament people. So in other words, they walked out emunah. And my righteous ones, this is a great passage here. It's going to set up where we're going next. My righteous ones will live by faith. Guess what word they're using? But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. So those who follow the Lord, and this is actually a quote they're taking from Habakkuk. My righteous ones will live by this. Their faith, what their principles are, will be shown in their actions. And so he's saying this, and then he goes straight into an epic chapter, a chapter here that at Beth Messiah we have used many, many times. We will use it many times. He goes into Hebrews 11. And he lists, and this is not the whole chapter, by the way, but I just wanted to look at some of the people that are called out here. It was by Emunah that Abel, Enoch, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses' parents, Moses, the people of Israel, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, dot, 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 they lived by that. And in the case of each one of those people I just named, and the people that it goes on to talk about, the martyrs for their faith, or the ones that were tortured for their faith, they lived by emunah. So in other words, they had faith, and they backed it up with actions. Every single person in that backed up what they talked about with an action. It's not what you say, it's what you do. They had an action that they lived for God. And remember the previous verse we just read, the Lord backs off of those people that back off of their faith. We'll look at it again. My righteous ones will live by faith, but I take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Those people who live by faith, there's actions that are connected to it. This is all actions. And some people had actions that took them right to the grave. Now, some of them weren't. Some of them were epic actions, big, big, big actions, like an amazing movie, you know. And they tried to make movie out of some of these things. Never really worked well. The one that gets Moses and the Ten Commandments, you know, the old one, the 50s one with Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson. Hey, Moses, you know, where's your God now? And they're carrying this Egyptian out in the beginning. They're carrying this Egyptian out. Are you kidding me? Are they going to? But anyway, so they kind of mess things up, you know. That's so weird. And they walk through it. It's just so strange. But the biblical version is colossal. And they lived by that. And we know how some of these experiences were. We know that when they were faced with their crisis of inaction, what do I do? We know that so many of these had difficult decisions. A lot of times our actions that are required are not easy. My wallet. That is not an easy action. Now I'm okay with it, but when I first started tithing, oh man! You know how it was. Right? Get that money. You think the Lord's doing this to you? But do I believe that He wants me to tithe? What about ministry? I would much prefer to do nothing. How about you? Wouldn't you love it if everybody did things for you? Well, it has the right kind of things, you know. But if it comes to cooking, I don't want to cook. I want you to cook. I want to eat your food. And you know what I mean by this. I'm not really inviting myself over for dinner. Do you remember, this is like totally a tangent. Remember the old Stouffer's commercials? It was Al from Happy Days, and he was selling these Stouffer's meals. And the person would say, the customer would say, it feeds 8 people. And Al would say, that's great. My family and I will be over at 7. Oh. Anyway, it's a whole tangent. It doesn't mean anything. But these people, they live emunah. They lived it. There's actions around it. What about this? We got it. We go further. There we go. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. If I say I have faith, but I have no actions to support it, do I have faith? If I know something is true in the Word, and the Word's calling me to do something or to live a lifestyle unto Him, but I don't do it, do I have faith? Do you think it's possible? The best description I've heard, it's like this. It's somebody who says they have faith. It's like they build a foundation for a house. A beautiful foundation for a house. And then they stop. They don't build the house. Emunah means I'm building the house too. I'm going to go upstairs. The foundation, I can say I have this. But until I build that house, I don't really have a house. I just have a start to it. And faith, emunah, that's what it is. There's an action call to it. It's an action call. This morning, I just want to say this. This is really the essence of the message. How's your emunah? Does your actions, do they match your words? You know, when we give our life to the Lord, it uses these words. It actually, quite clearly in the scriptures, it says, you know, if you, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And when it makes these statements like that, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, whosoever believeth in him, that's emunah. And those who call on the Lord, they'll be saved, emunah. In other words, you recognize, you say that he's the one, that you agree with him being risen. You agree with the word of God, but do our actions match it? This is where the pride piece, like what Habakkuk was, what was noted in Habakkuk, the puffed up part doesn't fit. This is an all in on his part. Emunah is all him. We just do what he wants. It's the easiest thing in the world, and it's the hardest thing in the world, because it's absolute trust. It is the most pure. Emunah is the most pure of trusts that we can have. So this morning, between you and the Lord later, check your emunah. Be encouraged in your emunah, because it's through emunah that we're saved. Amen? You may have never declared a start to walk with the Lord. You may have never done it. Messiah, Yeshua, is the one. He is the Son. He is the one who came and he died and he rose. And you may have never declared it in your life, or you may not have actions that supported it in your life. And we'd love to pray with you after service. We'll have some elders here, and they're literally just here to pray with you. Then please do meet them. Start off, kickstart your emunah. Kickstart it. You say it, and then live those actions. Please stand up. Lord, we seek you. It's so easy to say, yes, we'll have all these actions and we'll live this life consistent with our words. No, we know it's not easy. You're the only faithful one, Lord. You define it. But yet you call us to this emunah. So help us grow more in it. Help us see opportunities to take on. Help us see places that we need to try new things or shake off the old things. Help us live our faith in a way that maximizes our walk with you. This absolute trust, God, because you're worthy of it. You are the one. Thank you for it, Lord. B'shem Yeshua. Amen. Yevarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai panav aliyecha v'yuneka. Yisei Adonai panav aliyecha v'yaseim lacha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Be blessed. Your emunah saves.